Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Yo,
you already know what it is. 237, no place like home. Catch me on the stoop. And today, we going to do it different today. It's a Douce Sunday, baby. It's a Douce Sunday today. Not only that, somebody said L.E.S. was in the house, baby. Somebody said L.E.S. was in the house. But yo, we gonna let him introduce himself.
You got to. Let him introduce himself.
For the people that don't know.
What's
going on, baby? Big Dren Star, you know what I'm saying? Representing Low East Side. Huh. I'm gonna say Rock Nation family. I had to come to Brooklyn real quick.
That's right.
And listen. L.E.S. is, if you don't know, it's right across the water. You know what I'm saying?
Right over the bridge.
We went to Delancey Street, grew up on Orchard Street. So, you know what I'm saying? L.E.S. is, you know, that's an extended part of the family.
That's a staple of NY right there.
Yes. Shit, we used to play ball over there at the midnight.
What was it called?
Midnight tournament. Right in the middle of the piece. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? We were familiar. We definitely familiar.
Shout out to L.E.S., yes, baby.
I changed, man. It's not like how it used to be from back in the day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was the slums over there. Just like out here.
Yeah.
You see how this shit changed. Uh-huh. They look at us like we don't belong here.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we gotta set that tone, baby.
What's that park? Is that Lincoln? What's the park on, like, Avenue? What's that? A or B, and they had all
Top of Square Park.
That joint used to be.
It used to be crazy.
It used to be crazy. If you ain't know, used to be crazy. Oh boy, boy.
Nah, but Low East Side changed, man. You know, for the good, but we still, you know, that's my roots, man. Born and raised, my whole life over there. Yeah. And I'm still over there.
Still over there.
Nah, that'll always be home.
That's how we feel.
Just in case, for the people that don't know, there's a couple of buildings over there, a lot of buildings over there, you know what I'm saying? And let's go back.
Okay.
Now, of course, we looking you up. You know what I'm saying? We sitting down studying. And
Research.
Because, you know, we know that there was a radio station back in the days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You was a big part of it. You know, I don't really want to say piracy because, you know, that's what they, but, you know, back when we was growing up, you know what I'm saying? We put it out there for the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. So with it being for the culture, you was doing it for the culture. But how did that whole thing unfold? What you doing? Like, not for nothing. It might have been just as listened to as your Hot 97s.
It was up there. Yeah,
okay.
It was up there. Like, I did it. So the way I did that was, we all know, if you're from New York City anyway, and this is before social media. There was no social media at all. So we were social media.
You know what I'm saying? So
I filled in the void on Sundays, because on Sundays, there wasn't really hip hop like that. You know, you had Lisa Evans doing her Street Soldiers.
And then
you had Bobby Connors with the reggae.
You know what I'm saying?
So they had like Sunday was like talk show radio.
And then went into the slow nights, remember?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Slow jams. Quiet Storm. So I felt, you know, I did the hip hop thing on Sundays because there was a big void for hip hop on Sundays. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but I was doing it with Marley Marl. You know what I'm saying? He's a huge legend.
Yeah.
And he was on hot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So out of respect for him, I shut my transmitter off. I had the whole set up in the crib. Transmitters, antennas. You know what I'm saying? I had all of that. Word. You know what I'm saying?
I got that.
We're going to send out our own airwaves.
It was a big look for the culture, for hip hop, for me. You know what I'm saying? I ended up being on Channel 9 News for that.
Yeah.
And they was doing a whole investigation on radio and payola and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So we used to take live phone calls and all of that. So one day I'm taking phone calls and Bob Nevins Center from Channel 9 calls me.
Mm.
Hey, Dren, what's up? This is, you know, Bob Nevins. I'm listening. I'm tuned in. this is incredible what you're doing. You know, I was kind of nervous because she's the I team.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
once you wind up on the I team, it's quiet for you after that. I'm like, damn, I gotta let me give this woman what she wants because either way, she's already on to me.
You took a call live though.
I took a call live. I took a call live, and then when it was her, I'm like, oh, hold on. We got to the music, and you know, I had a real because I'm like, yo, I didn't know what angle she was going with.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I seen what she was doing and she gave me the back end, I'm like, oh, okay, so this is going to be one of the very rare IT moments where they're actually bigging me up versus, you know, if you wind up on the IT, it's because you was doing fraud.
She's about to take your whole situation down. I was scamming the airwaves.
You know what I'm saying? I scammed the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? So I gave a lot of artists chances that they could have never got on hot. All these other big, and this is before Power 105.
It was only one station.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I gave a lot of artists chances before they even got to the to hot and all of that. So you know, building relationships and really doing my you know, that was my passion. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing music forever. You know what I'm saying? So that was that was a dope moment, man, for hip hop and the culture, and it was really really big. You know what I'm saying? And then from there on, I just did the studio thing and you know tour management. You know what I'm saying? I was around for a little while, but that radio thing really opened a lot of doors for me. You know what I'm saying?
You ever thought about getting back into the radio joint?
You know, people wanted to do it, but now with the way digital is, it's just too many platforms right now. And radio is not as powerful as it used to be. Like, you know, you remember back in the days, like when things happened, you had to turn on the radio to hear what the updates were and what was going on and the music. And now you
social
got
media,
Instagram,
you get it right
social
now.
Media,
yeah, you get
Spotify,
it right now. Yeah.
Apple. You got all of these quick.
Yeah, right now. You get it right now in your hand.
Yeah, like even this podcast, like y'all everywhere.
Exactly. So yeah. Talk that talk, Dren. That's right.
So it's like, you know, it's real easy if you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Back then when I was doing it, like I really had an antenna, bro. Like I had to go on the roof. I had to drop wires. FCC banged on my door, like they looking for equipment. I got all my equipment in the living room. I'm hiding the transmitter in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? The transmitter is the main box that when you flip that switch, you're going on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I could have went on any station. I could have went on 97.1 if I wanted to, but why do that?
Make yourself hot. You would have made it hot.
Oh, so you definitely had DJ before your name at one point.
Oh,
huh?
He
gets the one and twos now.
We got the DJ tag.
That was back then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I stopped
that's
that.
That's dope, though.
You know what I'm saying? But again, I dibbled and dabbled in everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
So when you say you dibbled and dabbled, you telling me you ain't got a pair of techniques somewhere that you ain't got a set laying around the crib. DJ is a badge, man. You would never. DJ is exactly the techniques laying around the crib. Not no Serato. Because you ain't even fuck with Serato.
I don't even know how to fuck with Serato.
Good. At the time, she was still carrying crates.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I had like 75 crates in my living room. My whole wall is number crates.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So I come from that era, man. So
not for nothing. And it's no disrespect to anybody that used Serato. Serato is what it is. It made it convenient for the DJs. But I think if you out here, you calling yourself a DJ, you should know how to do it both ways. Absolutely. You should know how to play on wax and you should know how to use Serato.
And I would just keep it, you know, we on a stool. We talking real talk.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like these new DJs now, they didn't put in no work, bro.
Yeah.
No work. They go buy a laptop.
Uh-huh.
They get their man to dump all the songs on a hard drive. And you got all them records. Like back in the days, we was going to record labels.
You had to make your appointment.
You know what I'm saying? You had to give them a mixtape and you really had to show and prove who you were to get serviced.
That's how time changed. Back, you know, things is easy now. People could just go take $300,000 out of the bank in a snap of a finger, quick.
Yeah. This is why
they don't even work. They don't have to
work.
This
is why a lot of this is watered down now because people are figuring it out. Yo, let me just get this laptop, this hard drive, and I'm a DJ overnight. Mm-hmm, they don't know. They push some buttons, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy times we're living in.
And playlist is on YouTube. Yeah. Somebody else's playlist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. You don't got to do nothing, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're getting away with murder.
You could come to the party and not play. Yeah, put
exactly.
in your Whatever you record the night before, stand there.
Bro, I see it happen all the time.
I seen it happen. Fake spinning, you know, behind the wheels. You know, you playing something you already had pre-recorded.
DJs
be too pretty behind it. They want to have on big chains, makeup, everything.
So that was that was a good time, man. That was a good time for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It was a different time. It was a different era. And you know, that was social media. Before social media.
Yeah.
You
know what was the station? What was the
It was 91.9 FM.
90.
So how we came up with that, because in New York City, I don't care how much money you got. You can't just open up a radio station because all the frequencies in New York City is already full.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you wanted your own station, you would have to buy one that already exists and convert it into what you want to do. Long story short, I chose 91.9 because in New York, there had to be a gap because the license station, the license holders was in New Jersey and Long Island. So New York had to be empty so those two stations don't interfere with each other.
But now you're giving up a lot of info right now.
So I was in the crib going on the dial, literally every station. So when you hear shh,
That's a free joint, huh?
That's the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a freebie.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So once you hear that shh and you don't hear nothing there, that's jump on that. And then, you know, we did some research. We're like, okay, so this is always going to be forever. Because like I said before, New Jersey and Long Island hold the license for that frequency. So New York City is always going to be, it's always going to be available. You know what I'm saying? So nobody... You can't get that station if you wanted it. You just can't.
Yeah.
Because like I said, they can't interfere with each other. So that gap, you know, we filled that gap. You know, I did my little research, my homework, and it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out. You caught us in Jersey. You caught us in New York, all the five boroughs. You know what I'm saying? Like we really turned it up for the city, man.
And that joint where they was talking about, it was estimated about $75 million.
Yeah. So I was
out the crib. Yeah.
Let's not forget that part.
And for all y'all that don't know, the building might have had, how many floors y'all have? About 16?
So I was in the projects.
Yeah.
So my building, out of all the buildings in the projects, my building was the tallest one. So I had 26 stories, and I lived on the 23rd floor.
Oh, he broadcasted.
So my building was like the Empire State Building.
I had
the antenna on the roof, and I used to drop the wire, you know, pull it in the window, you know, connect it to the transmitter, put that switch on.
That's some real hip hop shit.
Yeah, and if you know how radio signals work, you need to have height. The higher you are, the more coverage you get. It's like a light bulb.
Okay. Yes.
Like if you take a light bulb and you just keep raising it, the spot is going to get brighter. Signals work the same way.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was blessed to be in a very dope building
for my
project.
Yeah.
Because if it was one of these buildings,
it wasn't high enough. You wouldn't have got that much rain.
So like if we would have did it here, I keep it a buck with you, like we would just only get this neighborhood.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But because I was in Manhattan, on the Lower East Side, by the water, I got the whole city.
That's why you got to salute podcasts, because you don't get this part of hip hop.
Yeah.
This is it. This part of hip hop is just go unnoticed. So shout out. Word. Shout out to the Stoop, baby.
Ain't nothing better, baby.
I mean, that whole thing was ingenious.
Word.
Ingenious. Like, you don't get to hear some of those stories. The backstory.
Because
people sit down and think, oh, yeah, I went out there, I sold 13,000 million and all that other shit. You know, but that had to, and back then, again, we had encyclopedias. We wasn't on the internet Googling
shit like
that. They
don't hear that transmitter part.
That transmitter, word. Word.
That clicking. They don't hear them clicks.
That static in the back, yeah.
There's a few videos of me out there on YouTube still stuck because my YouTube shit, like I got locked out of it. I got people on YouTube now trying to get my page back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got stuff out there and you really dig, you can see me in the hallway, like tuning the antenna, making sure it's right before I climb on the roof and put it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they wasn't just gonna ban you from the radio. They was gonna ban you from you every day. They was gonna that name travel.
Yeah, we don't telling them secrets.
Bro,
yeah.
The police was looking for me for like a month. And again, I knew people, you know, it's like y'all, this y'all hood. They were telling me, yo, trying to boys, they keep coming around here. They keep asking about you. And I'm like, nigga, I'm doing radio. What the fuck they want?
Yeah.
And then come to find out, because the way it works, the FCC was about to fine NYCHA. Because I live on city property.
Yes.
So they was looking for ways.
Yeah.
So they was looking for ways to shut it down.
Homegirl, the housing manager chick knew me. You know what I'm saying? She knew my whole family. So they were showing them my picture and all that. Like, yo, you, and they're like, yeah, what is he doing? Like, that was like, oh, he's running a whole radio station out of his apartment that you guys own. So they with the management, like, yo, whatever you doing, bro, chill stop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, they didn't know that I was actually doing it out of the crib until I wound up on Channel 9 News. You know what I'm saying? Cause I always been in the music. I had studios and all of that. So when it wound up on the news, like the news zoomed out my crib window, you see the FDR drive, then they zoom back into the living room. You know what I'm saying? So they put
this nigga is in the peas.
That just telling me what he was doing.
And that's probably the part they ain't like about it. Really. Homie in the peas out here
and
shaking.
He's shaking.
We got to shut that.
We got to shut that shit down.
Also tell me things he was doing wasn't illegal. They just look for ways to make it illegal. That's why they went through NYCHA, because they couldn't go to him and tell him he couldn't do a skill and talent that he got or a craft that he worked the system. So they saying through NYCHA, he's running a business. So in his apartment, that's what it was more.
So, you know, they put the pressure on NYCHA. You know, I had it. So they coming after me. I'm like, yo, you about to lose your crib doing whatever you do.
Bro,
I'm just playing music.
Shout out to the crooks, man.
the real crooks.
We all from the hood. You know, everybody put the speaker back, you know, out the window. Bro, I just put an antenna up and I activated the whole city.
They should just be saying why he's so smart.
That word. They should have sat down. Yo, come on.
Exactly.
The radio station situation probably linked you with a couple of peoples out there in the streets. So talk about that TS connection.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was running with them for years, bro. You know, Pun was the man. He was a crazy glue to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a nice good run. You know what I'm saying? Again, I was playing eight records before anybody was. You know what I'm saying? First. And you know, of course they hit the major radio station, but I was always the one to give these artists their first shot. And a lot of people never forget that.
They never forget that.
Can't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that also, you know, building relationships and doing the type of things I was doing back then got me into position where I'm at now. Cause this whole game is relationships. We all know that.
Okay.
It's a small industry. You know, now it's grown a lot because of, you know, the way social media works and things like that. But, you know, back then, you really had to know people. There was no jumping in niggas' DMs and none of that. You had to know somebody.
That's when they say it's not what you know, it's who you know.
And your character stood out.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You can't burn bridges in this industry,
yeah, man. You know, we in hip hop, there's a lot of beefs going on, especially now. But, you know, you gotta learn how to navigate that too. Because, you know, that could get ugly, backfire. You know, we all from the hood. So it's like, I'm glad now that the way things are going, everybody's keeping it, you know, on wax, so to speak.
Okay. So far. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This new era don't even know what that means. Keep it on wax.
You know what I'm saying?
You might have to tell them keep it on the gram or something. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's different times we live in, brother. You know what I'm saying? So we like the pioneers of this. Even this what y'all doing with the stoop, this is dope. It's different. This is a different look, a different element. You know, everybody's doing the same thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's better to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not knocking y'all.
Sitting there at your desk with your mic in front of you. But yeah, I'm outside, baby. I'm not knocking you at all. Not even a little bit. Because
you think about it. When we sat down and talked, we was in the barbershops.
We was on the stoops. We was on the project benches. We was on the porches.
That's where you got it from.
Chopped it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. In a place where we all could get together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't wanted in the office before. Now,
somebody's going to watch this pod. Remember this. I guarantee you somebody's going to do some NYCHA lobby shit. I guarantee you. You're going to see somebody doing a car
right in the lobby.
In the lobby with the NYCHA sign with the mailboxes.
As long as you check with this group first.
So whoever runs with that idea, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? We spoke about it on the stoop, right?
Yeah. But Big Pun, you know, not only was he a Latin legend, you know what I'm saying? He was a hip-hop man. Yeah. Because, you know, we hear so many different, you know, he was a Latin hip-hop superstar, but he was our superstar, the whole culture.
Yeah, he was different, man. Like, he used to say himself all the time, like, he was like, yo, when you go to a doctor, you go to the doctor because the doctor's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't go to the doctor because he's the illest black doctor or white doctor. He's a doctor, period. Yeah, nice at what he does, he's nice at what he does. So, you know what I'm saying? So, he used to check niggas on that shit all the time. Like, yo, don't call me the best Latino rapper. I'm the best rapper, period.
Bring him.
Whoever you want to bring him on.
Yeah.
And between me and you, they didn't even know he was Puerto Rican at first. They thought he was black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there was no visual in him. You know what I'm saying? He did that record with Ray and Ghost in them. That's the first time he was featured.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't know what he was. And then when they found out he was Puerto Rican, 400 pounds, they was like, wow.
That boy was different, man. He's on a different type of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, talent is talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, he made it real clear that, yo, listen, I'm coming for everybody's head. I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah,
this is what we do. The birthplace of hip hop. And what's up? What's good?
The Bronx, LES. I mean, that was just like, you know, that was a hell of a combination.
Yeah, come down to the Leo. Yo, one time we did a show in the hood. I'll never forget it. And again, this is hood shit. Like, they threw everybody, they rented a U-Haul truck. No limos, no black SUVs like we do now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bro, they rented a U-Haul truck. And this is before Terror Squad was Terror Squad. It was called Full Eclipse Crew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They threw everybody in back of a U-Haul truck, one on the Lower East Side. And my man, you know, my man Nell, rest in peace. Mm. He was the financial backing behind all of them.
Mm.
So, like, he built the whole stage in the park, fed the whole hood. You know what I'm saying? Had them performing. And this is how niggas was moving. Yeah. And then back of a U-Haul truck. Like, you wouldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? There's still pictures of that are there floating around the internet.
If
I find it, I send it to you. Like, this is what we had to do to get the job done.
Put it on for the hood. He put it on.
Nobody in hip-hop ever sound like Pun, son.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever sound like Pun.
And you got 30, 40 niggas from the Bronx in back of a U-Haul truck, bro. To do a show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't never seen it. That's hip hop. You ain't never seen that shit. And you ain't never gonna see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just not. So that's how hip hop he kept it. You know what I'm saying? He's a legend, bro.
We got a guy here, Latino out of Brooklyn that I swear is dead nice. He probably don't get the respect he deserves. I love Joel Ortiz.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I don't say it as a Latino. The nigga's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that. You know, those separations, I guess if you need to separate them,
something
that's
to talk about. That's what something to talk about.
But when you nice, you nice. You
like, there's a few of them, like even True Life.
True. Oh,
no, no, no. True.
He's from my hood.
Yeah, he from your.
Yeah.
I ran with him heavy. Yeah. Like, you know, he was signed to Hov. He's the only artist that got records with Hov and Nas. Like, and Joe and Ghostface. Like, he was dumb nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Smack DVD. That's True Life right there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was turning it up.
True Life.
You know what I'm saying? He was a street nigga. He was an artist. Like, he was in it all. But again, the way this game is, there's certain gatekeepers and things like that that just mess things up. You know what I'm saying? You know, the politics of it, don't really want to get into it too much, but
people again, like the party. You gotta tell them no. You know,
this is why we need that. This is why we need the pirate radio back, baby. Yeah. We need the pirate radio back.
My boy said you got to tell them no, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
So those are the type of records I was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not gonna hear those street hardcore records on a commercial radio. You just they can't do it. It's programmed and it's sponsored. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of elements that go to that. So
that's why they always sit down talking about, yo, New York rap ain't what it used to be. Yeah. That's because, you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of politics here.
Yeah, it's a lot of politics.
There's a lot of people put their hands on it.
It's a lot of politics.
That's that New York weed. That's everything. They putting their hands all in this shit. So
that payola. Yeah, that payola.
We got to do something different.
Yeah.
Like the stoop, baby. Huh? That's that.
He all want the J's. He all want the J's. We get Tuesday every I like it though.
So you the quiet one?
Yes, yes.
And the dude say got you acting. My job is done.
No, but that's a perfect segue.
Now, talk about that.
Talk about that Duce connection for the peoples. Yeah, how you end up? How long you been with Duce out here, man?
Yeah, I've been with Duce 4 years, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I've been with Duce 4 years. The brand now, I believe, is going on its 11th year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm down with the illest team, man. Rock Nation, Duce, like, we are the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. We're the culture. We the biggest brand right now. Like, there's nobody.
Talk your shit today, Dren.
I'ma do it.
Talk your shit today, baby. There's nobody seeing us right now.
Like, we're the biggest activations. We the dopest events. We in the biggest parties.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you see the cross and them bottles coming out in New York City, and that's me.
You see them?
Paper planes on early out here with that good old cross on.
If you like it, I love it, baby. Yeah.
You know, it's a privilege and an honor to be representing New York and Duce and Rock Nation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I worked hard for this.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And we all know to be down with them, you got to put work in. There's no favors over there.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting on by mistake. Nobody's putting you in position. There's no favors. You gotta work hard, man, and you gotta show and prove to be down with the army.
Mm,
okay. You know what I'm saying?
And
you know, we got Jay behind us, so it don't get no bigger than that.
Yeah. Word. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a blessing, it's an honor, and I'm honored.
Yo, when you get a chance, tell son I said pull up to the school. I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm not just gonna put it out there just for no reason. I'm gonna tell you why. Cause for us, it would kind of be like when he brought Oprah right there over there, on the stoop to the hood.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Real talk.
So, you know, when you get a chance, you know, tell son Kurt, say, yo, pull up to the stoop. I got a couple of questions. Yeah.
That nigga be like, Kurt?
He gonna be like, oh, Kurt, say, go like, Kurt? Kurt, what's better than you? Kurt? He be like, I'm coming out. No doubt. He should have, why you ain't this say something? Because, you know.
Yeah.
But, we need all that, baby.
And due time will come.
How many
episodes y'all in now? Like,
we got 57. We got 57 episodes, but I think it's like 78 out. 70 something videos, 100 on the come up. That's what it sounds like to me,
that's
baby.
That's dope.
Okay, I was just saying, we ain't got to lie about the numbers, baby. They speak for themselves.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Y'all consistent with it.
Want to come down? No doubt. We building a motherfucker, baby.
Niggas done had arguments. We done had everything.
It's not even empty yet. It's almost empty.
Yeah.
I didn't even
know. We done had everything.
They don't even be going like this. It's a Duce.
Tim Dog went up.
This is Duce.
That nigga there. Like, what?
We gotta have Duce every week.
Yeah, nah.
Every week. Yeah, I'm not a white.
We gotta get Duce every week.
I try to keep it civilized with these dudes and drink some plum, but you know. This is
my job is done.
Definitely.
He said for me that some other shit right here.
I ain't mad at him.
Shout out to the Gold Cup.
Yeah. It's a Duce Sunday, definitely.
I had to bring out the Gold Cups, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a special occasion. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. The gold standard. This is crazy.
He got the black bottle, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
He got the black bottle yet, but I bring special things for special people.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Mike got the black bottle.
I appreciate it. Oh, he got the black bottle, Mike, huh?
It's a team. It's a team, though.
It's a team.
We got the black bottle. We got the gold cups. It's a team.
It's a team. My bad.
It's a team.
Yeah, for sure.
It's when you look at what's going on in hip hop, you know, we've lost a few legends, you know what I'm saying? And you being a DJ from the start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how important is it that we, cause you know, we don't get, when you're a DJ, when you're an artist, you don't motherfucking got a job allocating money to your health benefits, mm-hmm. to your 401ks, mm-hmm. to, you know what I'm saying? To those other things. How important is it for these guys, the younger guys coming up? I don't care what business you in. If you don't have a job that's allocating those funds, you want to put that money toward those things where you go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Go over there, get your, like we of a certain age, get your colon checked, your prostate checked. Facts, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because guys is dying from it.
Yes. It's important, man. It's important. Like, I know a couple of years ago, they were trying to start like a hip hop union.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I just heard somebody say, I don't know who it was, but they gave him like $1 million to like Rakim and like someone else, like a cool Herc.
Mm.
Like, a thank you to hip hop.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I just seen that.
That's
just
what's up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like you said, like, we've been doing this forever and there's no union, there's no benefits, there's no none of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be smart and wise, you know, to save your chips, put it to the side for those moments. You know, we getting older, bro.
The
COVID and people having heart attacks and the health and there's a lot of things going on. So, you know, people got to be mindful, man, that as we get older, man, you got to put some of them to the side for those medical bills is expensive.
There you go.
All I want to say is shout out to the great late Prodigy, man, because he always said there's a war going on outside.
Exactly.
We're against everything. Yeah. All odds. Tupac, too. Shout out to Tupac. Shout out to Biggie. Shout out to all of the Big Pun, all of the fallen soldiers.
And now, I think also Fat Joe did something with the hospitals where, like, we all know when you go to the hospital, you just get a crazy bill for like $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So now in New York, you get a whole breakdown of your bill.
Oh, they itemize it.
After all these years. So you take an ambulance ride to the hospital. That shit is $3,000, $4,000. You could take Uber to the hospital, the same shit, it'd be $10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If the hospital give you a bandit, that shit is $500, bro. This is how they charge. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, now, you know, things are being more transparent. And it's important because
necessary.
It's very necessary because, yo, you want to know what's going on.
Because, you know, you look at, you know, God bless Mr. C, you know what I'm saying? And sending out energies and love to his family.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You know, OJ might have not been a hip-hop icon, but he was very in tuned and he was part of the culture.
Also, rest in peace to OJ,
you know what I'm saying? Definitely rest in peace to OJ. I'm just saying that, like, you know, people think we only talking about hip hop, but we talking about
the Bronco.
Yo, listen,
the Bronco.
I'm mad about Stephen A. came out here with a Adidas suit on, joint, and you know what I'm saying? You know, he made some accusations about how OJ. He felt about OJ.
Oh, yeah?
And at the end of the day, I don't care what you think, what you say.
Stephen A.
The man was not convicted of a crime. You know what I'm saying?
He beat that cuzzo?
That's right.
He beat all the people that was beating us, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna rub some people the wrong way.
And Stephen A. was over there talking about I would have put him under the jail. Yo, homie. Stephen A. The man was acquitted of that double murder. You know what I'm saying? Let him get judged by the man that's going to judge him now that he's gone. Mind your business.
Your nasty hairline.
don't hide your feelings. Say how you really feel, man.
We don't want you over here.
Unloyal Nick fan.
He unloyal.
Get the fuck out.
Queens. He from Queens playing himself.
Yeah.
He playing himself out here.
I'm mad they ain't revoke his ghetto card.
Listen. I don't care nothing about that. You know why? Because Dren Star in the goddamn
that's true,
building.
That's true.
Baby.
That's true. We got Dren in the building.
Fact and Dren, the business.
And Dren, like, I don't really do sports like that. Yeah, I got checks, baby. I got to go over here and get these checks.
Business.
I got to get these checks.
Nah, but Deuce, they be sponsoring a lot of that shit. They be over there drinking Deuce, that Deuce. Yeah, yeah. So it all,
and we
all
drinking that Deuce, though.
And we drinking that Deuce.
With Gold Cup, baby.
With the Gold Cups. It's an LES.
With the Deuce
Sunday, baby. Remember that.
Word.
Remember that.
Yeah, we on the stoop with it.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. We like it.
Oh, man. You know, hey, hold on. They done got me off track. Hold on, Ron.
He know he don't like Stephen A. He did that on purpose.
He be on some bullshit, man.
Talk to that man.
That nigga said, you, Stephen A.
It'd be them little clips that go viral, bro.
Next thing you know, we up there. Daddy going to be like, I got to come to the stoop. And then you're going to see him with an Adidas suit and Adidas.
Oh, yeah, he had the Adidas suit. The Nikes on with who he was with
he
in
was
the
with
studio.
Jada playing
he was with Jada. Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes. He was with Jada. Yes.
Next
yes.
thing you know,
yes, yes,
huh?
Yes, yes,
next
yes.
month he gonna be sitting right there.
Uh-huh. And he always talking about his.
He gonna be sitting right there with this group right here,
I'm
baby.
I'm
this group right here. This where he gonna be sitting at.
Oh shit!
You see?
You got yourself together,
the Deuce,
yo?
Baby.
You
know, the
yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go. You ready? Was going with that?
No, but we gonna go somewhere. All
right,
let's go.
All right, ready, guys.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Yo, so now you out there, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Had the private joint. Was out here with TS. Out here shaking with Deuce. What's next for Dren Star out here?
I'm just making the brand grow, brother. Like, we got so much going on. We just did the Apollo. Which was a legendary
Yeah.
So, like, we do dope activations like that, you know what I'm saying? And as the brand keeps growing, we're just gonna keep doing flying hella shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nice.
Apollo was legendary.
I was just about to say, yo, what was the vibe like? First of all, you in a legendary place, setting off something crazy. What was the vibe like in the Apollo that night?
It was the energy was crazy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? We had the whole green room VIP. Everybody was drinking Deuce all night.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? We was drinking Deuce all night. You know what I'm saying? So right before everybody hit the stage, they had that Deuce in their system.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's we made sure everybody had a cup in their hand. We the only ones that had the VIP bar in the back in the green room. And it was just a dope vibe, man. Joe brought out
everybody, yeah.
Keith Sweat, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, he had something for everybody.
He had something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, to be a part of that, again, we're part of history.
Yeah.
We do that. You know, we do the Rock Nation brunches,
which is
the biggest brunch in the world that everybody talks about every year. You know what I'm saying?
What about, because you went from, you know, doing your DJing to radio to studio. Is there somebody out there right now that you got your eye on and you want to work with them? I don't know if you out there doing any.
I'm going to be honest with you, brother. Like, I stood away from the music because I did it for so long.
Mm.
And working with a brand like Deuce, Deuce don't talk back. It got him talking. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's refreshing because when you work with an artist, it's hard, man. Mm. Like, they're their worst enemy. They don't like to listen. They think they know it all. You got the crews. You got a whole lot. It's like a big babysitting campaign for me.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? So I did that. You know, I tour managed. You know, I did the Ghostface thing for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I managed a few artists. It was cool for the experience. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, that's a chapter that I'm good with.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'll go to the studios. I'll chill. You know, there'll be album listening parties. I'm going to bring a few bottles of Deuce, some cups, and everybody's chilling. It's the vibe. After that, I'm going to go home, go to sleep and chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't miss managing and all of that. Like, it's cool. It's something I did. Like I said, it was a dope experience, but dealing with a brand like this.
Yeah.
It's priceless right now.
That's it, baby. I could do what
I want to do. Leave it and I'm gone and everything is smooth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These artists, you got to pick them up. You got to make sure they're answering emails. You got to make sure they show up on time. You know what I'm saying? You see what I did? I was here on time.
No yes, doubt. Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
We will say that.
Yes, indeed. Huh? Like, yo, yo.
Yeah, yeah. And set the stage.
I'm here at 12:55.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that, baby, huh? I like that, huh?
With the gold
cups, and
showed
out, baby. With the gold cups, huh?
And I'm big on that. You got to be punctual, bro. I respect people's time.
Yeah, yeah,
no doubt. You know what I'm saying? And this is work, man. This takes a team effort. It's time, it's money, it's, you know, y'all doing something dope. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank you.
When y'all reached out, it was a no-brainer. I'm going to pull up.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
And you know, you're always welcome, my
brother. Yes, you are.
When you ain't traveling.
Yeah, you know, you're always welcome.
You back in your hometown.
And,
we got something for you, baby.
Yeah,
we got something for you because you came with something for us.
You know, because. We, of course, we big on hip hop. We talking hip hop.
Okay.
So, you know, they don't always understand, but it's hip hop for the win.
Oh, fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And you know, it's on the left hand side across the heart. Cause
Got
that's
it.
What we do. You know
that's
what I'm
dope,
saying?
That's dope.
The left hand side across the heart.
I mean, you know what it is, baby. You know what it is. You know what it is. This guy.
Go ahead, say it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Again, we want to say, Dren, thank you.
Thank you for pulling up.
Yeah, but sure. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, putting that dope situation over there. Because that private radio joint, and you putting out all that stuff that nobody was playing.
Yeah.
My nigga, that shit was big. We needed that for the culture.
Yeah, for
shout
sure.
out to
sure.
the transmitters, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They looking for the transmitter.
They looking for the...
You in the wrong room, my homie.
You on the wrong floor.
You on the wrong floor.
You at the wrong building. It's the peas, baby. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for having me. This is a dope vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them one more time. That's what we need them to know. You home when you pull up here on the stoop, baby.
I'm chilling on the stoop.
Chilling on the
stoop with the fellas, you know what I'm saying? This group. We doing big things over here.
Yeah, Rock Nation, baby. Y'all know what it is. And as always, catch us on the stoop. No place like home. 237, 100.
Let's go.
Peace.
Yo, Dren, gonna get you on Channel 7.
Yeah.